Parents' Peace by Andrew Jerome Young. Session 2A. Dear Parents, I am addressing you, fathers and mothers, who feel disappointed and ashamed. You have taught your children as well as you know how, but they are not what you want them to be. I am bringing to your attention scriptural passages that offer guidance. I am exhorting you to have great faith in God. He is the one who gave life to your children. He cares immeasurably for them. God the Father. Jesus said, "Call no one on earth your father. You have but one Father in heaven." This saying is addressed to parents. You are to remember that ultimately God is the real father of your children. In the Song of Moses, these remarks are made about God. Is not he your father, who created you, who made you and established you? You forgot the God who gave you birth. And the psalmist praises God with this saying, "You created my innermost self, knit me together in my mother's womb." Just as these words are for you, they are also for your ancestors and for your offspring as well. God is father of his people, and as father, he cherishes them all. You hold your children dear, but so does God, much more than you can imagine, and much more genuinely, for your love and concern may be tinted with self-centered anxieties. God's affection is pure and true. The love of God. You can gain some insight into the wondrous compassion of God in the story of the prodigal son. You can also witness his mercy in the account of the woman taken in adultery. I invite you to read these two passages again to ponder them with fresh eyes, keeping in mind Jesus' command, "Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven." In your meditation, please keep in mind also that God's sense of justice is unlike ours. "For my thoughts are not like your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways," says the Lord. "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Pray with strong faith. When asked, "What must we do if we are to carry out God's work?" Jesus replied, "This is carrying out God's work. You must believe in the one he has sent." A sure way you can perform the work of God through belief in his Son is to pray with the expectant faith. St. James said in his epistle, "Faith divorced from action is dead." This is partly what he meant. If our so-called faith is not accompanied by deeds that evidence trust in God, it is useless. Prayers said without confidence are merely empty words. If you want your prayer to be answered, please pray as Jesus taught. "Therefore I tell you, all that you ask for in prayer, believe that you will receive it, and it shall be yours." The prayer of faith is a singularly powerful weapon. With it you can reverse the tide of immorality and irreligion that has swept over the world. Pray for all parents. Pray for your own peace of mind. Pray for your sons and daughters and all God's children. Pray especially that God will pardon their sins. Like Jesus, beg him from your heart, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." Pray the Our Father. The longest petition in this superb prayer is for forgiveness. In it, Jesus also taught us to ask for deliverance from temptation and evil. Chastisement. Pray that in order to secure their repentance, God will not have to reprimand your children. But do not be alarmed should this come to pass. It is only for their good that God corrects his people. The Lord reproves the one he loves. He disciplines the son whom he favors. For the prodigal son, chastisement came in the form of total financial bankruptcy, abject hunger, and hard labor. For the woman taken in adultery, it was public humiliation and the disgraceful penalty of stoning. Pray that if admonition does come, it will accomplish its purpose with perfect effectiveness and yield the appropriate response from your children in the shortest time. Hope. Never tire of praying for your children. Do not give up. If the prodigal son can return to his father, If the woman taken in adultery can meet Jesus and be rescued, so also can your sons and daughters. Your children may be under the temporary influence of evildoers, but be assured that victory will come because of the infinite love of God. St. Paul writes, "And yet, throughout it all, overwhelming victory is ours through him who loved us. For I am convinced that there is nothing in death or life, in the realm of spirits, or superhuman powers, in the world as it is, or the world as it shall be, in the forces of the universe, in heights or depths, nothing in all creation that can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." Give thanks. Let us thank God daily for his love. If he had not sent Jesus to die for our children's sins, we certainly would despair. But as it is, we can place our hope in the redemptive merits of our Savior. Scripture says, "This is what love really is, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent us his Son as a sacrifice to atone for our sins. For while we were still weak, at this right time Christ died for the ungodly. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person someone might actually dare to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we still were sinners, Christ died for us. Much more surely then, now that we have been justified by his blood, we will be saved through him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more surely, having been reconciled, we will be saved by his life." With all this in mind, what are we to say? If God is on our side, who is against us? He did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all. How can he fail to lavish every other gift upon us? Jesus. Watch Jesus in this story. Soon afterward, he journeyed to a city called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd accompanied him. As he drew near to the gate of the city, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. A large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he was moved with pity for her and said to her, "Do not weep." He stepped forward and touched the coffin. At this the bearers halted, and he said, "Young man, I tell you, arise." The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. One of the most agonizing ordeals human beings can experience is to miss the person they love. For parents to miss a child, their own flesh and blood, with whom they spent so many beautiful and memorable years, is to go through an emptiness indescribably difficult to bear. For them it may feel as if everything is collapsing and being shattered to pieces. Jesus understood this. He brought back to the widow her one and only son. Jesus is understanding. He is kind. He empathizes with his people. Pray humbly to him. "Jesus, I ask you to please have mercy and return my child to holiness and peace. In the interest of all the parents, I ask this favor for their sons and daughters as well." Mother Mary. Turn also to Our Lady. As Jesus recommended everyone to her with these words, "Woman, this is your son." So too can you enlist her aid by saying, "Mother, this is your son. Mother, this is your daughter. Please do whatever you can for them." You are stricken with grief. So was Our Lady. Your heart is broken. So was hers. Listen to Simeon's prophecy at the temple. "And a sword will pierce your soul too." And Mary certainly knew what it was like to lose a child to the evils of man. She will spare no effort to intercede on your behalf. In your journey with Our Lady, may you and your children mature in all spirituality as Jesus did under her tutelage. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart, and Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and in divine and human favor. Fear not, and do not be afraid. God did not create his children for disaster, but for good. He did not create them for hell, but for heaven. He did not create them as presents for the devils, but as heirs to his own glorious kingdom. God's defeat of the devil is absolute. Do not be frightened. St. James says. Resist the devil, and he will run away from you. St. Paul tells us, Always be joyful, then, in the Lord. I repeat, be joyful. Let your good sense be obvious to everybody. The Lord is near. Never worry about anything, but tell God all your desires of every kind in prayer and petition, shot through with gratitude. And the peace of God, which is beyond our understanding, will guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. This, then, is what I pray, kneeling before the Father, from whom every fatherhood, in heaven or on earth, takes its name. In the abundance of his glory may he, through his Spirit, enable you to grow firm in power with regard to your inner self, so that Christ may live in your hearts through faith, and then, planted in love and built on love, with all God's holy people, you will have the strength to grasp the breadth and the length, the height and the depth, so that knowing the love of Christ, which is beyond knowledge, you may be filled with utter fullness of God. Glory be to him whose power, working in us, can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory be to him from generation to generation in the church and in Christ Jesus, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord Jesus. Session 2b. Let us now pray the glorious mysteries of the Rosary. The first glorious mystery, the Resurrection. The risen Christ pointed out to Thomas, You believe because you can see me. Blessed are those who have not seen me and yet believe. Jesus, my Lord and my God, at this moment I detect no visible signs of spiritual improvement in my children, but I must learn to believe in the absolute power of the suffering, death, and resurrection of the Son of God to bring about their salvation.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The second glorious mystery, the Ascension. And so the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven. There, at the right hand of God, he took his place. It is Christ Jesus who died, rather, was raised, who was also at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. In the presence of the Father, Lord Jesus, you plead constantly for my children, for you love them. You love them much more than I do, far deeper than I can imagine. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor present things, nor future things, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The third glorious mystery, the descent of the Holy Spirit. On Pentecost Day, Peter reminded the multitude about God's great promise to give the Holy Spirit to his people. In the last days, the Lord declares, I shall pour out my Spirit on all humanity. Peter continued, The promise that was made is for you and your children, and for all those who are far away, for all those whom the Lord our God is calling to himself. Holy Spirit, thank you for coming to my children. Thank you for calling them. I know you will instruct them well, because Jesus said, "The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything." Lord of wisdom, under your inspiration, and at an hour known only to you, they will respond, they will come to their senses, they will leave the place of sin, and get up and return to the Father. On that day, like the parent in the parable of the prodigal son, I will jump for joy and exult with all my heart. I will cry out in ecstatic jubilation. Let us celebrate, for my children were dead and have come back to life. They were lost and are found. For Jesus had insisted, "I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance."
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The fourth glorious mystery, the Assumption of Mary into heaven. The Assumption of the Blessed Virgin is our singular participation in her Son's resurrection and an anticipation of the resurrection of other Christians. Her prayers will deliver our souls from death. O Blessed Virgin, thank you that in your celestial glory you have not forgotten my children. Thank you for keeping them in your prayers. Holy Mary, profoundly grateful to God, unselfish and generous, I believe you will not rest until you have shared with every single one of your sons and daughters all the graces which you have received from the Lord. So ardently does your motherly heart desire their eternal happiness in heaven.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Please pray the final decade on your own, slowly and thoughtfully. Here is the meditation. The fifth glorious mystery, the coronation of Mary as Queen of Heaven and Earth. Our Lady was exalted by the Lord as Queen over all things, so that she might be more fully conformed to her Son, the Lord of Lords and Conqueror of sin and death. Heavenly Queen, we welcome your reign over us. As Jesus advanced in wisdom and favor before God while under your authority at Nazareth, I ask of you to also guide my children, so that they will grow to be like your Son, our Lord and invincible Conqueror. May they be filled with the Holy Spirit and come to the kingdom of the Father, their Creator and benevolent King, there to enjoy fullness of life in glory forever and ever. Amen.